Welcome to the Behind Big Brother podcast. It is day 9 in the Big Brother house, and we have made it to week 2 of Big Brother 2012. Hip hip hooray! I'm going to use that as our excuse for drinking sparkling wine again for this podcast. Really, it's all that I have in my fridge. So we've finally gotten around to showing some daily shows after special, after special, after special, after more housemates. Now we actually get to see what is going on in the house. And I'm enjoying them, I guess. It's still that like getting to know you phase, and I don't know, the angles of the show haven't quite found their feet yet, and people, there's still a lot going on. But what are your thoughts?
I finally started warming up to the show once the daily shows had started again. I don't know what it is that we just can't get live shows right. And the Secrets thing to begin with was really stretched out a lot. Like, how many shows did we have? 2 or 3 focusing just on Secrets live? And they really didn't need to be. A lot of people were just saying, what the hell, let's just get on with it and look at what's happening in the house. And once that happened, I started warming up to people. I've already started hating a few housemates, liking a few housemates. We're finding our feet with it.
The only thing I don't like about the daily shows is the promos that Channel 9 have put together, and they definitely fit the brief of the family-friendly programming thing, but they've done those loops of the housemates kind of dancing, and we saw a bit of it at the launch show in the background on the screens there, but there is a really, really, really terrible one that screened on the weekend that has Bradley dancing, and I never, ever want to see that again. It was abhorrent. It was really terrible.
Well, who does the promos? Does Southern Star put the promos together, or just Channel 9?
I reckon Channel 9 would put it together because they're in brand with all of their things, and they've got like the Channel 9 colours and that kind of thing. They're super tacky, and maybe they're trying to convince family and whatnot. They're on during the day to tune in the evening.
Well, let's talk about that actually, because the family-friendly thing, that's sort of been the pillar of this season. And I mean, I haven't watched Tuesday night's show, the fallout from nominations, but I mean, just last night, the show ended with 2 or 3 couples just dry groping each other under the doonas. Like, the whole theme of this week has been who's going to hook up with who, like who's finger banging who under those doonas. Yeah, I'm really surprised they're focusing on who will hook up with who so fast.
Maybe it's because we're reading between the lines. Like, you and I both know that a couple of kisses don't happen in the Big Brother house. A couple of kisses happen, and then some severe finger blasting happens. Like, that's reading between lines. But to the families, they just think, oh, isn't it so cute? Ryan,
they're cuddling.
They're cuddling. Oh, look at that. And then the last shot of that daily show after they kissed, well, I can't remember which housemate it was, because
Bradley was looking... Yeah. Very, he'd finally become a man from what he was seeing in that bedroom.
And remember, the microphones can't pick up everything, so...
Well, they just hear, like, a rustling noise, repetitive rustling noise.
I have noticed that the daily shows have turned into, quite significantly into Daily Show, aka which male housemate has been working out while the girls and Benjamin gossip about them. There's lots of montages of men doing push-ups and getting sweaty and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're starting to fall back in some really bad old routines. This happened, this boys versus girls looking at each other working out, giggling, gossiping, who's hot. It started 2004 and it's just carried through and until 2007. Why is it back? Why? I'm very sick of just on one side of the pool, the boys going, oh yeah, boys, yeah, who's hot? Let's play some cricket, man. Ooh, yeah, yeah. And then on the other side, of the pool, the girls are huddled all together in one big outdoor chair going, oh, so I think Ryan is the sweetest. No, George would be really caring. Oh, God.
Also, it's extremely unfair to anyone not living in Queensland or Western Australia to have to see people enjoying the sunshine. I don't know about you, but I have a severe vitamin D deficiency, and watching that show does not help me.
I have perpetual frostbite, but luckily all this hot action under the doonas in the Big Brother house is thawing me out.
Moving on from the daily shows, let's talk about these secrets revealed, the last live show that we saw. I quite liked the execution of it in the house, how they put the girls on one side and the boys on one side and they had to come together and kind of announce their secrets. Didn't think that there needed to be an audience there. And it's very obvious that the housemates know when there is an audience because they all get dolled up. They can obviously hear the crowd. I have always hated that element of Big Brother where the housemates know that people are watching. Yes, they know that there's cameras there, but to know that there's a big audience of people there after they've only been in the show for a week, it's not my favorite part of the franchise. But the way it was done in the house was quite good. I thought that putting the girls up for nomination is a good way to start some, not fights, but to just start that crux of the Big Brother thing. Nomination is what happens in the Big Brother house, and this kickstarts it and also makes the boys, I think, have to be more honest about what they're picking, who they're picking, because they only have a small selection to pick from.
I think it would have been better just as a regular daily show. It didn't really need to have that live aspect. Well, not the studio part. I don't know what it is, but I feel that the producers who look after the live shows just haven't got it together. It's always awkward camera cuts, bad timing. I know that live shows are quite difficult to put together, but if you can't do it right, then maybe it should have been a package on the Daily Show. The Daily Show is getting it pretty ace, actually. There's things about The Daily Show that I love. For example, when Mr. Genius Ryan was talking about Time Magazine cover 1958 and then just like throwing in the actual fact as a subtitle, that was great. Just little extra bits like that. The Daily Show is really acing it. The live show's not so much.
Well, hopefully we'll only have to deal with them really now for twice a week, really. Although, actually, that reminds me, didn't the nominations in the last few years happen earlier in the day and then just the show was live and they played it was when Gretel did it and they just played the nomination.
Yeah,
clips.
I think they did switch to that format later on. I don't really need to see Sonia's reaction, that's all. And they did that a lot. Even during update footage, they just cut back to Sonia for no reason and she was just smiling and nodding along, laughing at Michael's jokes. I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
You've got Matt Goldman for a reason. Let's use him to announce the daily packages.
Well, let's talk about Sonia's hosting as well. What are your thoughts so far?
I like her. I think she's got a bit of... she's still a bit nervous, I think, and even getting housemates' names right. And she is showing favourites as well, which I quite like and really did like about Gretel's hosting style, is that she brought a personal element to it. I think she's fresh. She's a million times better than the Kyle and Jackie O, that's for sure. So anything to make us forget about that, really. But I like her. I agree there's too many live shows. Just keep her in for wheel her out for nominations and evictions. But she's doing a good job, I think. What do you think?
I think she's really loosened up. Especially, we saw that especially in the nominations show. There wasn't so much stopping and starting and occasional stuttering. But I have noticed that her hosting style is starting to flip back to the morning show. I just got that feeling. For example, in the nomination show, we came back from a commercial break and she's like, "It's Big Brother Live nominations. Welcome back. Now, how would you feel if you nominated someone based on sleeping patterns?" We're here with our good friend Rick from Danos Direct, who's going to talk about this lovely device that will help you sleep.
Well, I guess it is the main part of her career. You know, that's why she moved to Channel 9. Well, sorry, that's not why she did, but she took a gamble moving there. And that's her life now, man. She does that every day. She's selling Danos Direct shit all the time, the Ab King Pro.
It's very likely that the housemates have been contracted to do multiple morning show appearances after they're evicted. Do you think we'll get them plugging stupid telephone products?
Maybe they'll come in a Holden or something. Or is it Ford? I can't even remember. They'll come in a Holden, like clutching a KFC bucket or something, and get wheeled out onto the morning show. It's just going to be that. We saw it with Rove. All the housemates went on Rove the next day. It'll be that kind of thing. And I'm sure they will then do a final package at the end where all the housemates come back together and la-di-la-la and do that awkward group interview with 14 different people. Yeah, we'll see them on the morning show. They've got a... it's a different... I think it's clever to put the housemates on the morning show because there are going to be housewives that watch that kind of show and don't watch Big Brother in the evenings because, you know, they think it's just about turkey slapping and Cleveland steamers. But I think seeing an interview with an evictee in the morning show might bring them around to watching it. So there's that tie-in of a new demographic coming on to the Daily Show later in the season.
Especially when the very attractive men start coming on the morning show and like housewives will be sliding off their seats. Oh, Ryan. Oh.
We're going to see him out of the house pretty soon. Actually, that's a good segue. Favorite and least favorite housemates?
Oh, you're completely going to guess my favorite housemates. Ryan, no. I actually like really, the guys, I really like Michael because he doesn't like Ryan.
And he picked that from the start as well. He is a good judge of character, that guy. I don't like Michael a lot, but I think in terms of character judging, he's very good.
Yeah, I think the humor class clown that added behavior that we saw at the very beginning was sort of a social lubricant for him to get along with the rest of the house. But he's starting to show his true colors. He just doesn't like Ryan. There's an obvious IQ difference there. Who else? I'm just looking at our housemate banner. I like Layla just because she's fun and interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate the rest. No, I don't hate the rest. I don't like Ryan. I don't see the point in giving him national airtime when he just has nothing to contribute. And I really don't like Bradley, but not because of his personality. I just don't like that we're being shown way too much of him. It's been the Bradley show.
Yeah, that's one thing that I wanted to talk about. I'm sick of seeing Bradley. Is he the most interesting housemate? The answer is no. There are other housemates in there that are very interesting and have interesting slash funny slash television worthy conversations. And I'm just sick of seeing him. Of course, he's the favorite to win the season. He's got the best betting odds because he's all that we're seeing. Interestingly, not so much on the website, but definitely in the daily shows and on the live shows. He's just being shoveled down our throats. And I'm sick of it. He's a geek. He's a bit cute and he turned 19. Whoop-a-doo. Let's move on. Let's move on from that. Other housemates I dislike include Ryan. Just everything you said. Like, why is this doofus being given airtime? There's whatever. I also don't like George a whole lot. I think he is also a bit of a doofus, but I think he, if we want to bring back an old phrase, will fly under the radar and will last quite long in the series. But he doesn't really have a lot to offer. He kind of just agrees with everyone from what I've seen. And
it seems like he was picked just because of his secret, which isn't that big a deal. Like if you, having property worth millions of dollars is not the same as having cash worth millions of dollars. I didn't understand that, but I digress. Continue.
Also, in Western Australia, where every single house, be it the crack den around the corner with no front door and no roof, is probably a million-dollar house. Like, there's a lot of millionaires in WA where he's from.
Yeah, David and I are from Perth originally, and
We're loaded. We're fucking loaded.
Yeah, we have a swimming pool full of $100 pills. Like, George has nothing on us. We just spend our days, like, sipping sparkling wines, occasionally updating our website and swimming in money.
Yeah. I'm regularly featured on richkidsofinstagram.tumblr.com.
His properties are all in regional WA. And the situation over there is that your properties in regional WA are worth a shitload because of the mines. And that's pretty much the only reason.
Mm. And the sort of sob story that they've gone on to about he looks after his family, and that's very admirable. I'm not going to discount that, but I don't need a sob story. I've seen 8 seasons of Big Brother filled with sob stories.
We want fighting. We want people throwing hard objects at each other. Yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
Definitely. I also don't like Benjamin. I don't... I would like to have a conversation with him. And sorry, that's different from not liking him. I'd like to talk to him about some things. I think that perhaps got discussed on our forums as well, that he perhaps is a little bit uncomfortable with his sexuality. And because he came out quite late and he went through puberty quite late, not quite late, but in his older teens, I think that he's still a bit iffy about it. And he has a long-term boyfriend, but he made such an issue of it when he first got in to the house and then backtracked on it really quickly and now is kind of using it as, oh, this is why Ryan hates me. And I think he's just a bit uncomfortable in his own skin And I don't know, I see that as, I don't know, weak, I guess. That's a terrible thing to say. We'll just move right along. housemates I do really like. My favorite by far is Stacey. I think she is hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing when they showed a package of her after they won the task last week and the housemates had won some more exercise gear. And so, of course, she doesn't exercise and she had put on some sensible stilettos and was just walking on the treadmill.
That was pretty funny.
And just bits and pieces like that. I think she seems really comfortable in herself and she is just quite funny and floats around making gags and is the kind of girl that I would like to hang out with. I also really like, I can't even remember her name. Who's this one?
Zoe. Well, I haven't really seen much of Zoe.
No, well, we only see the bits where she's saying that she doesn't fit in, but I actually think she does fit in. We're just seeing bits where she's saying she doesn't because all the other housemates aren't saying that to Big Brother. So he's just selecting those little bits to put in.
Well, and you know, Sean, I always forget.
I think it's Shanae, I don't know.
They say Shanae on the show.
Her.
Nominated, very, very likely to be evicted. But I wouldn't have known that she was even in the house. She's barely been on The Daily Show.
Yeah. And she's like, she's not an easy one. I can't even speak. I think that the skater girl thing with, is it Estelle?
Yes.
Was played up way too much. Even her housemate image of her with a backwards cap on and that kind of thing. She just seems like a normal girl who had a bit of a skater thing when she was younger. I don't know if she lives her life like that, clutching a skateboard and hooning around wherever she lives.
The secret skater life rules. You guys want to go crash the mall?
Yeah. The other housemates, I guess we haven't got to know them a lot. We only see between 2 and 3 hours of footage each week. It's hard to get to know them all.
Yeah, it's hard, especially in these first few weeks when there's so many people to keep track of. I've noticed there's definitely already cliques forming. There's the, is it Angie and Josh?
Yep, they're definitely forming a clique. And other housemates gravitate into that one. They seem like the core, but then others, if they're lounging on the chaise lounge outside, that massive thing.
Well, there's always a power couple at the center of it all. That's happened in every season.
Yeah.
But at least they're a little more watchable than Jamie and Bridget.
Oh, God.
From 2006.
Was it Bridget?
Is it? No. Yeah.
Jamie and Ashley. Was it Ashley? No.
No.
I'm mixing up my seasons. The one. I know the one you mean.
The ones that got married.
Yeah.
An interesting point to note about The Daily Show is this is the first time we've seen them start putting music over the top of the footage.
Yeah, I've noticed
and,
that.
And really weird, I don't quite know how I am to feel about this at the moment. My dedicated, diehard, old school fan in me says, this isn't right, this isn't the core reality TV show that we signed up for, but the new young hip Tim says, well, it's 2012, we don't treat this the same way as we did in 2001. It's more of a soap opera now. So yeah,
every time it comes on I think that they're playing music into the house, which they're not, and it kind of irks me that that's what I think, but I think it adds to the show. It's somewhat subtle. And
oh, no, when Bradley put on his Batman costume for the party, that was like, oh, there was a full cinematic overture.
Really?
I thought Batman Begins or The Dark Knight or whatever it's called was about to start. I thought Channel 9 were just leading into it.
I think I tuned out with that part because it was just yet another Bradley section and whatever. Let's talk about the tasks. We're into the second week and we're into the second recycled task with no imagination thrown in.
Oh, I'm shaking my head right now.
You're shaking your head. Disgust.
Disgust.
It's...
We're back... That's... What I was saying earlier about bad habits. This task has been used to death, especially in Big Brother Australia.
It's dead. It is actually dead. This task is dead.
The task of the first week and the task of the second week, essentially the same thing. The sleep deprivation, forcing two housemates to hang out so they can have conversations. And then whenever a sound is played, all the other housemates have to get up and do something.
It just
every season, multiple weeks.
And I'd like to add as a caveat to that, I don't think that recycling tasks is bad. I think recycling tasks without throwing in just the tiniest bit of imagination or changing something is bad. You can do a sleep deprivation task or a two housemates have to always be doing something task, but just make it a little bit more interesting. And I know we always bring it back to Big Brother UK, but you were just explaining to me Celebrity Big Brother UK, where they did the, you know, the Big Brother's Insider thing as the first task, where the housemates had an ear loop to Big Brother and Big Brother was feeding them commands. Like, that is a classic example of the concept is there's going to be an insider doing something to win themselves out of nomination or food for the house or whatever, but they can't be found out. But let's throw in some technology and give them an ear loop.
And one of the things that was fed to them was tell this other housemate that you don't like this third person because they cheated on they slept with your ex-boyfriend. And it created some hilarious responses. Not family friendly for Channel 9, but it could be adapted for G-rated audiences.
What do you think of the, what do they call it? The punishment room or the naughty corner or whatever it is.
Oh, to be honest, I haven't actually seen it. What happens?
They've only shown it once on The Daily Show that I can recall. I may have missed a few last week. It was very busy. Whenever her housemate does something bad, like Ryan called Big Brother mate, which I always think is quite funny, he got thrown in there and he had to write lines on the chalkboard while all the other housemates watched. I don't think it's been used to great effect just yet. Personally, and I'm going to email the producers about this one, but I think that Big Brother in the later weeks should put the housemate's family inside that cube and just have them sit there for a while. You know, they haven't seen the housemate for weeks and weeks and weeks. Big Brother, Southern Star, you can take that one. You can use that task.
Well, I want the room filled up with needles and I want Ryan to have to swim through them like in the movie Saw.
Or just parade people's ex-boyfriends and girlfriends behind there, or their pets, put them in there. Like, they've kind of got this element with the, although it's disappeared from the daily from the website now, is this Big Brother's super fan thing where whoever is...
Oh, did that die out already?
Well, they did it the first...
And what happened to Slip Up Sonia?
Yeah.
Where's that gone?
It's
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Stop, like... coming up with new ideas and then cancelling them before you even have a chance.
I think they just forget about them. You know, they're so busy updating the really, really silly official website that doesn't have sections that stay in sync. And today, just now before you arrived, I tried to load a video which was being advertised on the front page and the 9MSN video player says, sorry, this video isn't available.
I think that whole website is just powered by like an intern just turning a wheel, like a cog. And every now and then he's just like, oh, screw this. I'm going out for a smoke. And then the whole website just goes down.
That cog also generates just generic Twitter updates from the Big Brother house. So we did plan on having a segment post from the official Big Brother website. I mean, sorry, from the official Big Brother Facebook page. But I'd like to change it or propose a change to updates from the BBAU live Twitter account. With such gems as the table is set and the smells are permeating as the housemates take their seats for the feast of all feasts. What?
Wow.
Also, you can't smell that. You're in the control room. There are no smells permeating through there. Where's another one that is good? I'm a little excited about this dinner party, says Sarah, sitting outside rugged up with Michael, Estelle and Ryan. I'm glad we know that.
It's like I'm there.
Yeah. Angie is asleep, mouth agape, right next to Layla. Even her strong accent bellows don't stir her. So her accent isn't that hard to understand.
Where's the lesbian kiss?
Yeah. Make something up. Well.
Well, on that topic, make sure you hop on Twitter and follow BBBAU Live. It's our own live updates from the house. They're very interesting. It's what the cameramen are too scared to post. But we've got insiders and we can tell you the inside scoop. There's been violent diarrhea, drugs. This lesbian kiss has happened a few times. Yeah.
I think that before long, there'll be some hardcore sexual activity going on in the house, especially in that... Oh, actually, this is a good segue to get into. That new bathroom, which has just been announced or whatever. So there's a fish in the fish tank. I read the post on the official website and thought that perhaps that anonymous web group had overtaken the website and posted some
garbage.
No,
it's Little Sister. She's taking acid now and she's updating the Big Brother website.
That slurry. The fish, if there's a housemate by themselves in the bathroom, the fish talks to them and gives them a little task. Like Michael had to go and hug all of the other housemates. Boring. What about pinch them or offend them or, I don't know, tell them that their hair looks shit. Anyway, if they win...
Or the affair thing. Go around and start telling the other housemates that another one, you know, you actually know them, you've been holding back. They slept with your ex-partner.
Go and tell Ryan that Estelle's been, you know, jerking off Bradley in the bathroom or, I don't know, make something up. And then if they win or complete the task, they get to go into the luxury, what do they call it? The executive bathroom. It just makes me think of, this is going to show my geekdom, but in Harry Potter where they have the prefect's bathroom that they go into in one of the ones and have to open an egg. But to just have a luxury bathroom where you can have a bath, aren't they on water restrictions in Queensland still?
And a bathroom must be the most boring room. What if they went to want to take a luxury shit? They can't show that footage. What use is that room?
And there's champagne and chocolate and stuff in there. But
champagne, I like the sound of that. Yeah. I chug that down while taking a luxury shit.
But then you go in there, you get completely wasted, you have a great shit.
And then you come out drunk and everyone's going, what the hell?
And you're all well-permed and your hair's been did and your nails have been done. That's not fun. You need to send multiple housemates into there. Maybe they're easing into it a bit. Also, this fish dogging thing, that has been dreamed up by Little Sis on a really bad ketamine trip. She fell down a K-hole and thought that one up.
Let's talk about the nomination, the new way of nominating with this soundproof booth and all of that.
Shmozzle. Like, the best thing about these nominations is that at the end, the housemates get to know how many points they got.
Yeah, I did like that, actually.
That is, with this one, Shanae getting 22 points and the housemate under her only getting 14 points. That will send you into a spin in the Big Brother house, talking from personal experience, obviously. But to know that you were that highly nominated to your next nominee is great, and it's going to start all kinds of drama. She's going to start questioning why she's been nominated, and she's going to get really insecure, or she's going to come out and try and convince people that she is likable and try and amend the error of her ways of getting nominated. I like the awkwardness that putting them in a box in front of the housemates gives, but I don't know whether it's necessary to put the box there.
They've come up with some really fancy graphics and tech around that. I mean, the girls' photos were being projected around that nominations room. A soundproof booth would have cost a fair bit to actually be soundproof. And then while they're nominating, there's this weird lotto screen that comes up with their points being allocated to other people's houses. I mean, they're pretty high tech.
Yeah.
They were sort of like... Nominations are 4, 7, 0, and the supplementaries are 6 and 5.
What do you think about the 5 points? Is it 5 points? 5 points thing.
I think they should be able to allocate the 5 points across more than two housemates, though.
I'd also like to see them give the points to one.
Yeah, exactly. If they can give the whole 5 points to one, that would be great.
The interesting thing, I think, I've written down on my notes, Ryan may be more intelligent than we think. Ha scoff. But he is the only one that voted for... strategic reasons. He voted for Stacey and said it was a strategic vote. I think it's 2012, this season. This show has been around for a long time. He knows how it works. He was probably a fan of it. I think he is playing the game, and I don't think that's a bad thing, but I think if you want to stay in the house, if you want to get people out, if you just want to get through nominations, you vote for people who you think are not going to get nominated. And that's what he did with Stacey. And then Angie nominated Estelle because she thinks Estelle is playing the game. But then Sarah nominated Angie because she thinks Angie is playing the game. I think if someone nominates someone because they think they're playing the game, they're playing the game. It's essentially like saying, this is a strategic vote for this person.
Oh, well, I disagree with all of that. I'm sorry. I don't think Ryan's smart enough to do that. I think he's watched Big Brother while he was younger and he's seen housemates use that excuse whenever they say this person's playing the game or I'm nominating strategically. That's bullshit. Like, it's not in the nature of everyday Australians to vote that way, to be that way, rather. It's just an excuse for them to not have to come up with a reason to hate other people.
Mm. You raise a good point. Maybe Big Brother should not allow them to vote strategically. Then we'll get really dumb votes like such and such snores. That's the worst part about nominations is such and such snores. Like, well, you didn't... Yeah, everyone snores. My non-existent boyfriend snores.
Mm. Well, it might come up with more bitchy votes because that's more interesting watching than seeing people saying, I vote strategically. I want to win some money. Who cares? Everyone in reality television right now wants to win some money. That's why they're there.
Mm. I think voting strategically or voting people who are playing the game is the biggest cop-out of all. You're all on a game show. This isn't season one anymore. You know what you're in for, even if you haven't watched the previous seasons. Also, I didn't like it that Sonia announced how much the housemates will win and to the house. So now they know. That was quite a well-kept secret. I mean, we didn't even announce it. But the housemates didn't know that. And then she made this gag like, haha, and George, that means nothing to you. Super awkward. Super awkward.
Mm. Well, my favourite part of the nominations show, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who picked up on this, was towards the end, I think it had gone past 8 p.m. and they'd stopped censoring a whole lot. So after the nominations were announced, someone said, oh, this is shitty, 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 and it wasn't bleeped out. And then just before the cross back to Sonia, one of the guys goes, oh, I need a beer. And another guy replies, I need a beer enema. And then snap back to Sonia, and she's like, oh, what tension in the house. Yeah, there's tension. People want an enema beer. A beer enema.
You have drunk too much of that champagne.
Cut it.
What do you think about this Big Brother confidential show that's going to happen? It's at 10 p.m., which I have high hopes for. But what is it going to be? Everyone's kind of hypothesizing that there will be, I don't know, a panel show, or will it be nudie bits, or is it going to be shower scenes or whatnot? I don't think we're going to see any of that. Doesn't fit with the family-friendly brief. But I think we'll see some extended conversations. Maybe we'll see these issues of asylum seekers and gay marriage and rah, 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 rah in there. But I don't know.
Well, if it's going to be a panel show, I guarantee you at least one of them will be from NW Magazine.
Yeah,
they seem absolutely to have some commercial agreement. One of them potentially will be Holly Burns, a TV editor for news.com.au.
Sorry, national
TV editor. Well, to give her props, she has mentioned us in one of her articles, but all of her articles...
By name?
Yeah, by name.
Oh, okay.
All of her articles about Big Brother lately are just relifts from our website. But not that I'm spiteful or anything. But I mean, national TV editor, what else does she do?
Just watch a lot of television.
We have day jobs. What's hers?
Also, we always reference other sources where we write news articles, and no one ever does it to us. Or they mention us by name but don't conveniently link. That really pisses me off.
Let's have a bitch session after we finish recording.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to talk about really old rumours, like ones from weeks ago that are pretty safe to throw around now.
Like, are these the house plans?
No, they'll throw in a few fake things like, oh, we hear there's like a hidden pool or something. Well, there kind of is, actually. Bad example. But they'll say like, oh, so we hear that Angie is the weightlifter. Well, everyone already knew that. If you're on Twitter or you're on our website several days ago, you would have known that. I think it'll just be a rehash of crappy Twitter posts from emo teenage girls, and I just don't know. People calling in and not saying a whole lot.
Mm. I think if it was going to be a panel show, we would have heard about the panelers already. I think it's just going to be another show hosted by Sonia, really.
And with clips that we haven't seen.
Clips, yeah. And stuff that we haven't seen. I think already the people who edit the website and the people, sorry, who put together the website and the people who put together the Daily Show are clearly different groups, because there was a big deal made over the weekend on the website about, I can't remember who the housemates are. I'm sorry, I'm still getting used to their names, but someone was giving someone a massage and was being deadly serious about it. And then it was a guy giving a girl a massage, and the guy said to the girl really quietly, just relax. And there were some other housemates.
Oh, I think it was Ryan and Layla.
No, but that was the... Oh, actually, maybe it was. But then the other housemates were having a gag about, like, oh, wasn't that creepy? Because they were all there to hear it. I think it was Josh and someone, actually. But then in the Daily Show, they showed a clip of Ryan giving someone a massage. And then he said, just relax. And all of the housemates laughed. But they were laughing at the fact that another housemate had done that. And that was the gag, not the fact that what he had just said was funny. I don't know, it made me just a bit only...
Well, so do you think that Big Brother Confidential is just a badge given to show more adult footage? They don't want to call it uncut or up late. They're calling it Big Brother Confidential and whacking it on Go at 10 p.m.
Yeah, and I think...
Is it 10 p.m?
I think it's 10 p.m, yeah. We'll see a lot more of the montages of men working out, I think, and girls trying to put on their underwear. What I don't want to see is more of Michael's ass crack. I'm sick of it. Pull up your pants.
Well, there's been a lot of low-riding underwear. I think Bonds have a commercial agreement with Big Brother. I've seen so many Bonds labels.
In the honour of slip-up Sonia completely disappearing from any mention on the official site, we'd like to put the call out for more slip-up Tim and Davids. So you can email them into us, or you can post in the podcast thread on the forums. We'd like to do it again. I think it was quite fun. I used a word in this podcast that I thought would be a slip-up one, but I managed to stumble on it. What was it? Hypothesize. It's quite a good one.
As always, follow us on Twitter. Visit the website often. We have two Twitters now. One's Behind BB and one's BBBAU Live. 3 Bs for all of our unofficial updates from the house, including many lesbian kisses and drug snorting events. So follow those, and we'll be back for another podcast episode in a week.
See you later. We'll be right back.